Tech Naidu, East Coast Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome and say good afternoon to Arno Carstens. This man needs no introduction. He's an award-winning singer, songwriter, and a fine artist who's based in Cape Town. And he was the lead singer of Springbok Nude Girls, but now he's a solo artist. Arno, thank you for giving us your time.
Hey, awesome. Thank you for having me.
My favorite song of yours till this day, and I can sing every single word of it, is Another Universe. And I just have to ask you about that song.
Yeah, that was my lucky track.
It's amazing. And it's one of the songs when I think Arno Carstens, I always go to that. Why do you say it was one of your lucky songs?
I mean, with the Nude Girls, we had a lot of success. But that song in my solo capacity, still till today, was the most successful song in my solo career. And I think it was just a kind of an all-round escapism, feel-good type of song.
Exactly. And you were also the frontman for Springbok Nude Girls, probably one of the best band names ever. I mean, how did the name come about?
I think subconsciously it stuck as I grew up with, back in the days, there was these Springbok Heat Parade albums. And because of apartheid, we were boycotted, so we didn't get the original music. So South African artists would do cover versions of international hits, and it would all go onto the Springbok Heat Parade album covers. And it was like a huisgenoot. Every house had a couple of these albums in it. So Subconsciously, that thought of just semi-naked girls sitting on car bonnets kind of stuck with me. So when we started the band, I thought Springbok Nude Girls. So it worked like a bomb. I think most of our attention came from the name.
Arno, you were in a time in our history in music. I mean, you were very influential when regarding South African rock music. And I hate to say it, you listen to the radio now and there's not much of it. Do you think it's dying off? Is there an interest in South African rock music right now? The state of it?
No, I don't think there's interest in South African rock music. In the fringe culture, like last year, the Nude Girls, because the Nude Girls we play like 2-3 times a year now. You know what I mean? Last year we did the show and there was a bunch of young bands that was absolutely rocking. So it is alive and happening, but radio has basically killed off rock. And it's only in South Africa. In Europe and in America and the UK, rock is still massive.
But I mean, why do you think radio is solely responsible for killing off rock music?
Unfortunately, we've had very little backbone and we always try and be like the American and the European. We always look up to them. So,
okay.
You know, it's where the trends go, there will South Africa go. And our Minister of Arts and Cultures and our government doesn't take care of our artists. Mm. So we don't foster any belief system in our own artists.
I mean, okay, let's leave that for now. Let's move on. Because, you know, it is rock music.
It's a Pandora box.
Yes, it is a Pandora's box. Not many people know this. I didn't know this. I know that you're an artist at heart, like fully. But you're also a fine artist. You paint.
Yes, I paint. It keeps me busy, man. Basically, I mean, since I was a teenager, the only thing that kind of takes your mind out of the gutter and keeps you positive is creating stuff. I did drama, I did fine arts, and I did music. I mean, I was never good at schoolwork or at sports, so it totally saved my life.
Yeah, being creative. I mean, you are creative at heart. Arno, you've also performed with the Rolling Stones, the Police. I mean, these are amazing bands.
I was very lucky. You know, I had a conversation with Johnny Clegg 10, 15 years ago. And I asked Johnny, well, how did you make it so massive internationally? And he said, well, after 20 years, you meet people. And in a way, the reason why I had such luck playing with U2 and Rolling Stones and all these bands was because throughout my career, I met some incredible people. The one guy was John Giddings, who's my international agent. And he just set me up to play with all these artists. And it's been fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. And Arno, I mean, we are in the middle of I Am Legend. And you are a legend in South African rock music, the South African music industry, actually the music industry in general. We want to know what's keeping Arno busy these days. You mentioned earlier that the Springbok Nude Girls, they do play a few shows a year, but what else are you getting up to? Are we expecting new music from you? Are you working on new music, perhaps an album as a solo artist again?
Well, as a solo artist, I put out songs every 3 months. The whole music industry has changed, so now what you got to do is put out a song or two every 3 months instead of an album. Albums are so expensive as well because people don't buy the physical product anymore. So every 3 months I put out songs, and then the Nude Girls, we've recorded an album, but we're so slow to mix it. We were supposed to put it out this year, but I don't know when we'll put it out. But I feel now actually more alive as an artist than what I did a couple of years ago. Because of this, I'm constantly in the studio busy working on the next song that I have to put out in 3 months' time.
Arno, it's so nice chatting to you. I mean, rock stars, and you are a rock star, they have this, you know, there's a stereotype about rock stars. And speaking to you now, I don't think you fit that mold. You know,
I think I've just lived through it and I came out the other side and got my brains back.
Oh, okay. So tell us, what's one crazy thing that stands out for you during your crazy rock star earlier days?
We got signed in Germany. The New Girls got signed in Germany, a record deal in Germany. We went to Germany, we did some shows there, but we were staying, I think, at the Hyatt Hotel. And we just spent it basically all our money on cigars and booze in the hotel.
I don't think we
realized how expensive the booze and cigars were. So
especially in
Europe. I think that is the highlight of our stupidity.
Yeah. But also, great memory. It's a memory that's going to stand out in your career with the Springbok and the Girls and as a solo artist. And those are the memories and those are the stories you want to tell people.
I tell you what, there's a lot of stories and I do not regret any of them. It was wild days and we were young people, so it was a lot of fun. There was a real magic in the air when we started out in 1994 with Mandela being set free in the country. There's a freedom and we were part of the world. We were not boycotted anymore. So it's a wonderful time.
And how are the other band members?
Well, the one is in America.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is in the UK, and the other guys are around here. But yeah, we're so scattered all over the place now. That's also what makes things very difficult to actually do shows.
And then how do you, when you record music and you're doing shows, tell us, how does that process work when you're all on every part of the planet in another universe?
Well, okay, the thing was, they were here because we were doing a little tour. So when they were here, we went into the studio for the 2 weeks. But I mean, that's also no real way out to write an album. You probably need to write as a band for 3 months. And then you can record something. But, you know, we just took the little bit of time that we had and we quickly recorded the album. But let's see, you know, who knows? You know, it might be fantastic. We just don't know yet, which is quite exciting. Mm.
And Arno, when you're painting, do you also find inspiration in your music while you're painting?
I am. You see, my biggest superpower is the fact that I'm the biggest music fan of all. I love electronic music. I love hard rock music and I love beautiful ballads. So I'm just such a fan that at the end of the day, when I'm painting, I'm always, if I'm not busy painting, I'm consistently busy making playlists that I put on Apple Music of all different types of music, with different productions, because, you know, if you want to bring up music, you've got to be on top of what is the new productions and stuff. So, yeah, that's my superpower. I'm a fan.
And we love you for that, Arno Carstens, and we will always be your fan.
You see, rock music, even now, I mean, if I go into Apple Music and I go check out what's new in rock, I don't like the old school rock music anymore because we've been there, done it.
I love it still. But I mean, you spoke earlier about Another Universe and it was just one of those feel-good songs. And I miss that African rock music because that's what it was all about. It was those feel-good songs. It was the way it made you feel.
Yeah, but it's still interesting. I just don't think it comes under the genre of rock anymore. I think if you go into alternative playlists, you'll find the more interesting stuff there than the normal rock music. The normal American rock music is kind of boring.
Arno, thank you for giving us your time. Such an honor and a privilege to be talking to you. I've been a fan of you for a really long time. It's amazing to see what you're doing and that you are pushing out new music. I'm definitely going to find your Apple playlist. And then I'm also looking forward to perhaps coming to a show that you do at Springbok Nude Girls after all of this.
Yes, I would love to see you there. Awesome. If you see it, you phone me, you let me know and I'll put your name at the door.
Perfect. Thank you, Arno. Take care.
Cool, man. Cheers, guys. Later.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.